Thank your minister, Mr. Patterson, for the warm words of welcome to the pulpit here in Mourne. If you have your Bibles with you, we're turning to Jeremiah chapter 8. Jeremiah chapter 8. Jeremiah chapter 8. And we're commencing our reading at verse 15 of Jeremiah chapter 8. Jeremiah chapter 8, commencing our reading at verse 15, let us hear God's word. We looked for peace, but no good came. And for a time of health, and behold trouble. The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones. For they are come, and have devoured the land, and all that is in it, the city, and those that dwell therein. For behold, I will send serpents, cockatrices among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, saith the Lord. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment hath taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Amen. We'll end the reading there at verse 22. Knowing that the Lord will add His own blessing to this, the public reading of His word, as He's promised and revealed to do so. Let us bow reverently with God's word open before us, and let us seek His face. Let us, those who are saved and know the Lord, come as one man under one head, coming with that expectancy, coming with that assurance, and for that needed assistance. Even now, and for you who are outside of Jesus Christ, you who are in this meeting unsaved, not redeemed by precious blood, you ask God to speak to you, and not only to speak to you, but to save your never dying soul. Lord, our most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank Thee for all that has taken part thus far. And we ask of Thee for Thy divine intervention. We ask of Thee for Thy help. From whence cometh our help? Our help cometh from the Lord. And Lord, we publicly confess our great need of Thee. For we are poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinketh upon us. We ask of Thee for that unction, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Bless every head bowed, every home represented. We ask of Thee for the hush of eternity, to drive back every distraction, that our hearts, our minds, our souls will be taken up with divine things, taken up with eternal matters. Lord, help us now. Empty me of self and of sin. Fill me full of the Holy Ghost and with power. I take, he undertakes. Bless us now. And we will be careful to give thee all the praise and glory. Hide us behind the cross, that none will be seen, save Jesus only. For it's in Christ's precious name we ask these things, and for his eternal praise and glory. For it's in Christ's everlasting name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 8 and the first 20. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. The seasons are past. The benefits and blessings of the physical harvest have been brought in. We give thanks, praise to God for these temporal blessings, for God's common grace bestowed upon the godly and ungodly, and for the preservation of life itself. The harvest and summer are parts of the year. One year passes after another. One campaign after another, and yet you're not saved. The harvest is past. The summer is ended and we are not saved. Not saved, friend. Not saved. Is this your mournful plight? Not redeemed by precious blood. Not in Christ. Not saved. Is this your mournful plight? Warned continually of the judgment to come. Season after season. Time and time again. Bidden. Exhorted. Pleaded with. To escape for your life. And yet all misspent opportunities. Misspent opportunities, and yet at this moment, still not saved. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. Oh, you know the way of salvation. You've read it from the Bible. From God's holy word. You've heard of the way of salvation from the pulpit. It's been explained from the preacher. By friends. And even by your family. And yet at this moment, until this moment, you have neglected it. And therefore you're not saved. Oh, you will be without excuse. You'll be without excuse when the Lord will judge the quick and dead. The Holy Spirit, the third person of God's Trinity, has blessed God's Word. Has blessed God's Word. In meetings in which you have sat where others have been gloriously saved, born again of the Spirit of God. And times of refreshing have come from the divine presence, and yet you are without Jesus Christ. all these seasons of opportunity. All these seasons of opportunity have come and gone. You've misspent them. Your harvest, your summer have passed, and yet you still remain unsaved. Years have ended and passed into God's eternity, and your final year could be this one. Your youth has gone. Your youth has gone or is quickly passing. And yet, you're not saved. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. Oh friend, misspent opportunities. Opportunity after opportunity. And they've all been misspent. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. Oh, we see immediately from these words of the passing of time and misspent opportunities, for those who utter these words are deeply aware that time and opportunity has been misspent because it's gone. It is gone and will never return. Oh, these words arise from the awful reality that time is not coming back. And those opportunities that were afforded them have gone forever. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. Oh, they had missed God-given opportunities and they would never come again. And therefore, how many opportunities have you misspent? How many opportunities have you misspent? The harvest is past. The summer is ended and we are not saved. Opportunities gone. Misused. Misspent all the precious possessions that God gives to men in the space of time to repent of sin and opportunities to hear and benefit from the gospel, and all has been misspent. Misused. And treat it with scorn. Oh, Jeremiah, God's man. Jeremiah, God's man, was filled with heavy grief. That is, God's servant, for he loved them. That is, these people who were without Jesus Christ, these religious people, those that were going about to establish their own righteousness and had not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. Jeremiah was filled with heavy grief. And they loved these people better than they loved themselves. You see, a preacher who is sent by God is a blessing of God. And this preacher, a preacher sent by God, will often feel more care for the souls of men than men feel for themselves or their own salvation. And therefore, is it not sad that there should be an anxious pain in the heart of one who is himself saved, born again of the Spirit of God, redeemed, converted, saved, while those who are unsaved feel little or no concern whatsoever in regards to to the eternal well-being of their never-dying souls. Miss then opportunities. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. Oh, they know not, or they know that they are not saved. They know it. They know that they're not saved, or not born again, or not redeemed by precious blood, but they do not blame themselves for it, for they are not saved. And we are not saved. We see their complaint. Oh, they blame others. Blame God Himself for their condition. You see, men do not realize their responsibility. Do not realize that the problem of not being saved lies within themselves. You see, salvation. Salvation only can be found in the Lord. In the Lord. And so the present moment, this present opportunity should be seized. Because God is able to help and to heal. As you heard the men singing concerning the blood of Christ. As the only way of salvation, but if sinners die of their own wounds, of their own sin, their blood is upon their own heads. You see, friend, the blood of Jesus Christ is the balm in Gilead. His Spirit is the physician, which is all sufficient. For there is everything in Christ to save the soul. So that women may be healed, but will not come. Because of their own self-determined sinfulness, and therefore men die unpardoned and unchanged because they will not come to Christ to be saved. The harvest is past. The summer is ended and we are not saved. You see, these words of the Jews, these religious people, but religiously lost, despairing of help and salvation, and that they would be delivered from the siege of the Chaldeans, but rescue didn't come. Rescue didn't come. And so why were they not saved? Well, there are several reasons why they were not saved. And firstly is this, that they were looking in the wrong direction for deliverance. They were looking in the wrong direction for deliverance. They were looking in the direction of the Egyptians for deliverance. For they were looking to Egypt for help, and therefore they were looking in the wrong direction. Harvest and summer being over. There is no hope whatsoever of the Egyptians coming to their relief, seeing winter was approaching. Hence their cry, the summer is past. The harvest is past. The summer is ended, and we are not saved. Oh, the time is past. The end is up. And we are not redeemed. Oh, what an awful cry. And yet it was a complaint. A confession. And we are not saved. They were looking in the wrong direction. And therefore, friend, if you're looking anywhere else for deliverance than Jesus Christ, then you are guilty of the self-same thing. Looking in the wrong direction. Oh, if you're looking to self to be saved, looking to yourself to be delivered, you're looking like these men in the wrong direction. And therefore, look away from self. Do not look to idols. Do not look to any creature. Do not look to the works of your own hands. Do not look to your own righteousness and doings. To your own wounds, to your own tears and humiliations. To your own hearts and frames. To your graces and the exercise of them. No, all must be looked away from. And Christ only looked unto as a direct act of faith for righteousness, for pardon from sin, your sin, because your sin is yours. Your sin is not your neighbor's. And therefore, look, turn away from your sin and look to Jesus Christ, the only way of salvation, for pardon from sin, for all supplies of grace, and for glory and eternal happiness. Oh, he is to be looked unto as the Son of God, whose glory is the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, as the only mediator, between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, as the only Savior and Redeemer of lost sinners. Oh, misspent opportunity. Misspent opportunity. For there was a right way of deliverance. And yet they looked in a wrong way. They looked to another gospel. Another gospel that couldn't save. Another gospel that couldn't deliver. And friend, are you doing the likewise, the same thing? Looking to another way of deliverance? Because if you are, it is a misspent opportunity. It is misspent. It is a theme thing. Because there's a way back to God. Out of the slavery and the guilt of sin. By means and the merit paid by Christ. He is the only way. There's no other way. You see, had they only turned and looked in that direction. But instead they chose their own way, another way. Hence, they were looking in the wrong direction. And so to look for help or deliverance in any other source outside of that which is prescribed in Scripture is but a vain thing. For dependence upon ourselves is looking to another. And whether that dependence upon self takes the form of relying upon a church, upon a denomination, or depending upon prayers, or trusting in our own attempts to improve ourselves morally, this is utter folly. And will end up in everlasting destruction. In everlasting destruction. For therefore by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in His sight. Oh, you may be very earnest. You may be very sincere and serious about divine things, and I doubt it not. But friend, if you have looked in any measure or even an iota to what you are, or what you can do, or what any man can do for you, it is no wonder that you're not saved. Because there's no salvation. No salvation outside of Jesus Christ. Oh, just like these Jews, you're doing the exact same thing. Looking in the wrong direction. The harvest is past. The summer is ended and you're not saved. Listen, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name given under heaven, given amongst men, whereby we must be saved. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. And I would to God that I had the eloquence. I would to God that I could carry you to the cross. But I can. It is left to you to respond. To look. To turn from your sin. And look to Jesus Christ. And be saved. Even this moment. This opportunity. To be saved for time and for eternity. You see, the most fruitful of harvests may pass. The greatest of summers may shine upon you. But while you look to yourself and remain unsaved, eternal barrenness will be your portion. and therefore do not make the same mistake as these people did. Turn away from those things that would preoccupy your attention and will take you to a Christless eternity. Do not look to any other for deliverance, for there is none, but look unto Jesus Christ and live. Look unto me. Look unto me and be ye saved. All the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. Another reason of why they were not saved. They were looking, or rather they were boasting in their outward privileges. You see, they had presumed upon their favored possession. For as it states in verse 19, is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her King in her? We understand that these people, that is, these Jews, belong to a chosen nation. They were a chosen nation because the Lord had entrusted them with the oracles, that is, the oracles of God. The sacred oracles, and revealed Himself to their fathers. And therefore they thought that they might sin with license. That they might sin with license. That they could get away with it. That they could get away with it. And reckon upon being delivered in the day of danger. Oh, I wonder how many of you are doing likewise. Depending on outward religion. Or thinking that apart from personal faith in Jesus Christ, that you will be saved because you have a connection with a Free Presbyterian Church. Or having godly relations such as having a godly mother, a godly father. For if this is what you're resting on, trusting in, depending on, you'll be damned in hell forever. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. Oh, these men must spend opportunity. And you've misspent the harvest. For the harvest, it's past. You've misspent the summer for its end. And friend, are you going to misspend another opportunity to be saved? For the provision of the Savior for lost men, the provision of a Savior for lost men is the free gift of God. But rejection of this gift cannot be a small sin. Cannot be a small sin. For he that believeth not is condemned already. And so what are you condemned for? Well, because you have not believed in the only begotten Son of God. You see, the rejection of divine mercy as presented in Jesus Christ is but a venom against God. And so you must either receive the mercy of God in Christ, or you must be condemned. There is no other alternative. You must trust Christ, whom God has sent forth to be the propitiation, the appeasement, the atonement for sin. Or else you must be driven from the presence of God into eternal punishment, which is wrath to come. For friend, if you are not saved, if you are not saved in this life, this season, the day of opportunity, you will not be saved in the life to come. And therefore, let not this be your damning cry. And we are not saved. For without a righteousness, there'll be no entrance into eternal bliss and everlasting happiness. And this righteousness must exceed the righteousness of what sinful men and women seek to work out, and which is none other than the righteousness of Jesus Christ. O men and women, boys and girls, dear unsaved, you need to ponder long the truth that the sin that is rooted in your soul, you will not throw off as you do your coat upon a hanger. Sin is a part of your being, and sin will live long after harvest is past and summer is ended, and sin, if not checked in this life, will destroy you and ruin you in the life to come. Oh, misspent opportunities. They had continued in provoking the Lord. They had rejected the word of the Lord, the message of God, and they never repented of their sin. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Do you realize, friend, there comes a time when you cannot be saved. There comes a time when you cannot be saved. A time when there's no longer an opportunity to be saved. There comes a time when a man or woman is unable to be saved because once God's wrath falls upon an individual, nothing whatsoever can buy that soul back. Once a man is lost in hell forever, then it is too late. No longer a day of opportunity. For not even the blood of Christ is able to recover that soul. A time when you cannot be saved. When time is past. When you're no more in this life. When you've entered into death and eternity. It is then that you are beyond hope. No longer in a day of opportunity. And therefore, if you're ever going to be delivered from God's wrath, it must be before it is too late. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. Oh, what a damning cry. What a cry will go from your soul if you misspend God-given opportunities and went out headlong, out of this scene of time, without Jesus Christ. Do you realize, friend, as it says up above, the very text in this church, time is short. Time is short. Hell, friend, is forever. Hell, friend, is forever. And if you reject Jesus Christ and His finished work in this life, you will not receive Him in the life to come. And therefore do not misspend this opportunity. Come to Christ now. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. Come now. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Therefore, dear unsaved, seize the opportunity. Come to Christ. Turn from your sin. And trust Jesus Christ as your own Savior. Dear Christian, child of God, let us seize the opportunity, the time that has been afforded to us, and let us redeem the time, for the days are evil. Dear unsaved, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Look to Christ. Flee every form of unrighteousness that is outside of Jesus Christ, and flee to the only one who can save the soul. We'll ask and Minister Mr. Patterson, if they will close the meeting in prayer.
Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer, thanking God's servant, bringing his word tonight. It's our prayer the Lord would take the pen and write that verse indelibly on your heart this evening. The harvest is past, the summer is ended. We are not saved. If we can be of any help, we're here afterwards. Dear loved one, take this as God's opportunity for your soul. Our Father and our God, we thank Thee for this solemn text. And, O God, we realize that many today in our land commit the same sin as the people in Jeremiah's day. They're looking in the wrong place for salvation. They're trusting in themselves. And, O God, their complaint yet tonight is, we're not saved. Lord, we thank Thee, there is a balm in Gilead. We praise Thee, Lord, there is a great physician there. Lord, we would say tonight, this people have no excuse. We thank the Lord, the One who went to the cross to lay down His life has finished the work. That once for all sacrifice has been rendered, has been offered and acceptable in the Father's sight, whereby tonight sinners can yet come. No sins forgiven. Know what it is to be redeemed. Lord, give the deciding grace. Speak on when the preacher's voice is silent. Bring souls to Thyself. For we ask and pray these things in our Savior's name. And Lord, we would pray that Thou would part us now with Thy fear and with Thy favor. May the best yet to be tonight. For we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.